on a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up,
when to hold up,
know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Was a cowboy I knew in South Texas. His face was burnt deep by the sun. He's part history, part sage, and he's part Mexican. He was there when Pancho Villa was young. He'd tell you a tale of the old days, when the country was wild all around. Sit out under the stars of the Milky Way, and he'd listen while the coyotes howl. And they go, "Ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh, ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh, ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh." Now the longhorns are gone, and the drovers have gone, and the Comanche's gone, and the outlaws have gone, and Geronimo's gone, and Sam Bass is gone, and the red wolf is gone, and the buffalo's gone. Well, he cursed all the roads and the oil men. He even cursed the automobile. Said, "This ain't no place for an hombre like I am in this new world of of asphalt and steel. Then he'd look off someplace in the distance. That's something only he could see. And he'd say all that's left now of the old days are them damned old coyotes and me. And they go, ooh, yippoo, yippoo. Ooh, yippoo, yippoo. Ooh, yippoo. Now the Longhorns are gone, and the Drovers are gone, and the Comanche is gone, and the Outlaws have gone. Quanah Parker is gone, Stan Waite is gone, and the Red Wolf is gone, and the Buffalo's gone. Then one morning they searched his adobe. He disappeared without even a word. And that night as the moon crossed the mountain, one more coyote was heard. He'd go, ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh, ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh.
Thank you. You're walking in the woods. There's no one around, and your phone is dead. Out of the corner of your eye, you spot him.
Shia LaBeouf.
He's following you, about 30 feet back. He gets down on all fours and breaks into a sprint. He's gaining on you.
Shia LaBeouf.
You're looking for your car, but you're all turned around. He's almost upon you now, and you can see there's blood on his face. My God, there's blood everywhere!
Running for your life from Shia LaBeouf. He's brandishing a knife, it's Shia LaBeouf. Lurking in the shadows. Hollywood superstar Shia LaBeouf. Living in the woods, Shia LaBeouf. Killing for sport, Shia LaBeouf. Eating all the bodies. Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Now it's dark, and you seem to have lost him. But you're hopelessly lost yourself, stranded with a murderer. You creep silently through the underbrush. Aha! In the distance, a small cottage with a light on. Hope! You move stealthily toward it, but your leg! Ah! It's caught in a bear trap!
Gnawing off your leg!
Quiet, quiet.
Limping to the cottage!
Quiet, quiet.
Now you're on the doorstep. Sitting inside, Shia LaBeouf. Sharpening an axe, Shia LaBeouf. But he doesn't hear you enter, Shia LaBeouf. You're sneaking up behind him, strangling superstar Shia LaBeouf. Fighting for your life with Shia LaBeouf. Wrestling a knife from Shia LaBeouf. Stab it in his kidney. Safe at last from Shia LaBeouf.
You limp into the dark woods, blood oozing from your stump leg. You've beaten Shia LaBeouf.
Wait, he isn't dead. Surprise, there's a gun to your head and death in his eyes. But you can do jujitsu. Body slam superstar Shia LaBeouf. Legendary fight with Shia LaBeouf. Normal Tuesday night for Shia LaBeouf. You try to swing an axe at Shia LaBeouf, but blood is draining fast from your stump leg. He's dodging every swipe. He parries to the left. You counter to the right. You catch him in the neck. You're chopping off his head now. You have just decapitated Shia LaBeouf.
His head topples to the floor, expressionless. You fall to your knees and catch your breath. You're finally safe from Shia LaBeouf.